Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's happiest podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Why Am I Sad? I'm Joel.
I'm Cass.
I'm George.
And I'm Zoe B.
And we're fine.
Hello, sunshine. Hello, blue skies. Hello, lovely day. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da.
Yeah, we're fine. Actually, we have not been in the same room, I want to say, since late 2020.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. We've learned how to synchronize in that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and George practice quite a bit.
That's what you spent your lockdown doing.
Yeah, you're very good at mirroring. I appreciate that. It's very nice. Fuck, man. Yeah, let's go around the room. Zoe, how have you been?
I'm all right. Things have been a bit weird post-COVID, I think.
For us.
For us.
Other places in the rest of the world? Ooh.
Oh, yeah. So for us post-COVID. COVID.
Ours is like a mild awkwardness.
Ours is like, give us the vaccine. And
actually, I went and asked for I'm eligible for the vaccine. Yeah. I went to the doctors to say, can I get the vaccine? And they said no.
Okay.
So.
It's country rules.
So post-COVID.
It's just, fuck, sorry to interrupt. It's like, fuck, when the Americans are incompetent, like, wow, they're incompetent, it fucking shows. When in Australia, when we're incompetent, our leaders are incompetent, they just, nothing happens. You know what I mean? We really are the lucky country.
Yeah, because it's like, all right, well, nothing bad happened. Nothing good happened either.
Yeah, you fuck up and you're like, well, I guess we're doing all right.
Yeah. It's on a way, though. It's in a direction that's not good.
It's in a direction.
It's doing slightly less lucky every time.
So, it's been a bit weird post-COVID, I think, inherently, as people who work in the arts. We knew that, like, I have work for all of COVID, but post-COVID, who fucking knows? Mm. And I think financially I was like, oh, I should probably move back in with my parents. That is the smartest, safest option to do. And at the same time, I was planning on moving back in with my parents at the end of this year to start saving for a house. So I was like, whatever. We move the plans up 6 months. We be a little bit financially smarter with our money and we start saving. So I am currently moving back into my parents' house.
Isn't it fun? I guess you're very tiptoeing around the reasons why. It's because, because of the arts, because of COVID. Yeah. It's just like, so we're fine during COVID. But then I think it was maybe a couple of weeks ago doing the numbers and finally paying attention to everything, being like, oh, no, we're fucked.
Because we were still able to work. And I think the exact same thing happened with my parents as well, because they're artists, they're self-employed. Mm. And Dad said at the start of lockdown, he's like, we're going to be fine for lockdown because we have work, because we have stuff that was already on the books. He's like, once those things finish, it's going to be whether or not we get more work. And I think that's where everyone's at the moment, because everyone is being, and rightfully so, apprehensive with their money. And when you work in the arts and what you're putting out is seen as a luxury, people are not buying luxury items at the moment.
Yeah, I remember having a chat to my accountant, because this is when we were like means tested to get the help for JobKeeper, JobSeeker.
I was going to say, this sounds very related to the fact that JobKeeper finished a week ago.
Yeah, well, we weren't ever on it.
No,
means tested, we were fine because we didn't lose anything during those months. And I remember chatting to my accountant.
Right, you got to talk to a better accountant.
Being like, well, the thing is, and the issue here is that we're not going to feel the effects of everything that's going on until 12 months from now.
Yeah.
Mm. And sure enough, 12 months from now, shit hit the fan. And I was like, well, that's good to hear. Because, you know, there was the no JobKeeper or job seeker help for any of us in this company.
I can't believe that.
For the grants that were given from a state level, We applied, got knocked back because we weren't in the right sector.
Yep.
Entertainment, no. It's like, cool. And then cool.
Which one of the biggest industries affected.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's cool. You know, and then it's like, okay. And then, you know, we were going to do the Comedy Fest last year and we had all lined up. And it's like, okay, well, look, if we had, say, you know, on a very, very good run, would have made like, say, 10K. But that didn't happen. And then nothing happened. And like we would have done a few tours. They didn't happen. Nothing happened. And so it's just kind of, yeah.
All
nah,
the supplemental
good.
Things that we do, we were still able to do our baseline work, yeah. which is the podcast. But all the supplemental things that we do, we weren't able to do.
Yes.
And it was the exact same thing happened to my parents.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we still have our bread and butter work.
Yeah.
But the shit that makes the difference between living a comfortable life and living a nice life.
Yeah. That's yeah. the thing. It was the difference between, you know, paying everybody what we do was even going along quite well to being like, okay, sick, let's do more, to being like, hey, everybody, I am super sorry, but we got to make some cuts. And that, and it did suck. And it did suck. It sucked. It sucked.
Yeah, it sucked.
It sucked for everybody.
And it had to suck for you because you had that duality of being our boss but also being our friend.
Yeah.
As a boss, if you were like some stone cold bitch, it was like, well, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know? But you also had to see the ramifications of all of that happening to us.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, I'm the only one who made, I think, a big conscious decision.
That's true.
I had a thing that was like, either I can live out of home and never leave my house.
Mm.
Because I have no fun money anymore, or I can move back in with my parents and have fun money.
Mm.
And I was like,
do like fun money.
That is a tough call.
Yeah. And so I was like, I could very comfortably like lived out of home, just bought groceries, just paid my bills, just made ends meet, or I can move back home, especially now that my brother, I think I did mention last year, my brother moved to Europe during all of this. So he's out of the house. And so it was like, well, it would just be me and them. And also my brother had the bigger room, which I stole.
Yes.
Yes. See, his room is bigger. It has its own private entrance. It is very independent of the house.
That's good.
So I was like, oh, that's fine. So while this is all happening, and I'm like, that's crazy. My parents being forced legends that they had to be in this situation, I came home and was like, we're doing family therapy. And both of them were like, we don't want to. And I was like, too bad.
Gonna header.
So we're starting that in a couple of weeks to adjust to me living back at home and to deal with some of the issues that I deal with them on a interpersonal level, because I am what is known as emotional support first child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if you're aware of the emotional support first child.
No. As a little baby bitch. What little is baby a, bitch? Yeah. Emotional first?
When you are the eldest,
yes.
your parents tend to use you as a therapist.
Oh, okay.
My folks, they're lovely, and it's literally like the only issue that I have with it, because I love that my parents feel like they can come and chat to me and we can have these discussions in the same way that I rely on them for emotional support. I really don't mind that. The only time that it becomes an issue is if they are having a fight.
Ah,
and if they're having a fight and then one's coming up to me being like, your parents said this and blah, blah, blah. And the other one's coming up to me saying like, your parents said this, da, 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 da. I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't be in the middle of this.
This seems textbook bad.
Yeah.
This seems like an example of something.
I might be 8 years old, but this feels like this could be.
Feels pretty crazy. Because I've been pretty good at good finger quotes of helping out them emotionally since I was a teenager and helping them with my younger brother. And because there was a lot of, oh, we don't know. So you're in charge of this. Like, I gave my brother the sex talk.
Okay.
They were just like, well, you're a small adult.
Go on then.
Go.
Off you go.
Have fun. And so there's a lot of like just relying on me to kind of just be like another adult in the house because I was the eldest. And I think it's more, I don't know necessarily more, but I feel like maybe a bit of a WOG thing.
Oh, yeah.
Being the eldest daughter. I think they were like, ah, a small housewife.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, we were passes. Blessed with three baby boys. Yeah. So,
all boys over here.
Yeah, we don't know about that in the family, but one female cousin. Yep, I reckon she probably copped that.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely
so,
copped
weirdly,
it.
And my birthday was recently, and I got a message from one of my cousins on Facebook. So it was like a public thing because then the rest of my cousins commented on it.
Yes.
I'm 20 years younger than all of my cousins. So, like, me and my brother were smack bang in the middle. So I have a lot of cousins who are in their 40s and 50s, and I have a lot of cousins who are under 12.
Okay.
And then there's just me and Ari in our 20s.
Okay.
Anyway, so I had this message from one of my cousins being like, happy birthday, Zoe. You really are the voice of reason in our family and we don't know what we'd do without you. And I was like, cool.
Oh,
you're all in your 40s.
Oh, no. That's not good.
I'm just worried about Zoe being the voice of reason for
yeah.
Luther.
Because I'm the only one that went to therapy.
Oh, God. That is like, is that it's almost like a good like work mentality. All right. You go into this trade. You do this. You're the therapy one. You do that. Come back to us. Everything's sorted.
I think it definitely was like in my family, both my parents come from that mentality where it's like you hold it all here and then one of you dies.
Well, yeah. I'm aware.
Yeah. Yes. And one of you gets a reprieve.
Yes.
And
oh
then
my God.
We have a history of mental illness that no one ever spoke about until I got diagnosed. Uh-huh. And so all of my cousins, everyone on my dad's side of the family especially, has mental health issues. And you can see it when I talk about my nonna. Mm-hmm. She's a prime example of fucking undiagnosed, untreated bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when I got diagnosed, I made a conscious choice to be like, no, I'm going to fucking talk about this because I didn't find out that we had a family history till I got diagnosed.
Yeah, look, fair.
Yeah, and I was like, no. And so I went and spoke to all my cousins because they would see me take my meds. They would see me do stuff. And I'd be like, yeah, I have depression. And everyone would be like, yeah, that runs in our family. I'm like, that's crazy that I didn't know this because I would have been on the lookout because I was exhibiting symptoms from 12, didn't get diagnosed till 19.
Oh.
Fucking
so
hell.
We're going to go do some family therapy, which is going to be really fun to develop techniques for them, figure out ways for them to either not do it, which is option one. Mm. And option two is if they are going to do it, they have to let me be an impartial judge because there's that duality of it that as their kid, I don't give them necessarily the best advice because I'm like, if I say this, I'm going to get in trouble.
That's fair.
Mm.
So... Yeah, because I can't just be like, hey.
This just sounds so unhealthy.
Yeah, super unhealthy.
However, I do want to say,
what like, do you think of your dad?
Like, commend your parents for actually doing the steps to actually even just admit to being open to the suggestion, the idea of going to therapy.
Well, this is the second time we've had to do this.
That's still, I float the idea of therapy, say, to my parents because I'm like, fuck no, they need it. And no, that's a thing for other people. That is a thing for, you know, the really sick.
The really sick.
Unwell.
You've got to, like, hear
that's
voices.
That's for the crazies, not for anyone else.
Me. No. I was like, okay.
Because my constant thing, I was like, hey, I think if we communicated what we're feeling, we as a family unit wouldn't have as many arguments.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you can see it, and I'm like, fucking some family drama. It's like, you can see it with me. I don't think I've had a fight with either my parents or my brother in a good couple of years. But within the three of them, they fight quite a bit. And the reason is when I am upset, or someone is upset at me, I'm like, let's have a discussion about our feelings rather than what is like the catalyst that has caused this. Because I'm like, oh, we're not having an argument about who left the kettle in the wrong spot. Yeah. We're having an argument about how maybe my actions make you feel invalidated.
It's not the kettle.
Yeah.
It's not the kettle.
It's never the kettle.
It's never the kettle. And so,
very rarely the kettle.
Sometimes it's the kettle.
Sometimes it generally is.
Yeah, so it's been quite good. They're super open to it. They are aware that that was like a condition. Because I was planning on moving back in later in the year anyway, that was a condition that I stipulated that I was like, I will happily move back here because my mum, being a beautiful Greek woman, was thrilled at the idea of me moving back in, especially with her other kid being across the world.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. Right. Little bird flying back into the nest.
She literally just holds my head.
We didn't change a thing.
Yeah. She just grabs my head and she's like, you're coming home. I'm like, yes, I am. I've only lived 20 minutes down the street. She's like, Mumbo.
It was too far.
It was for her because Ari living on the opposite side of the world, she was like, well, there's nothing I can do about that. But you living 20 minutes down the street, I'll wear you down.
Yeah, it's cruel. It's like you're so close.
Yeah. So that was the condition. Like, we'd already spoken about it where I was like, hey, this dynamic I don't think is super healthy. I can deal with it at an arm's length. Like, not living with you guys, it's fine because I come and see you two or three times a week as I do. If this happens, I can leave. I have a space that is my own that I can decompress. But I was like, if I'm moving back in with you, we got to fucking deal with this.
100%.
Yeah.
And they were both very much like, all right. And because once again, if they don't, I'll threaten to kill myself.
Healthy response to a healthy situation.
Healthy response to a healthy situation.
They're
two wrongs make a right, baby.
They're just like, we don't want to go to therapy. And I'm like, I'll kill myself if we don't go to therapy. And they're like, well, I guess we're going to therapy.
So many wrongs. How many wrongs can make a right?
I know.
I'm glad you've extracted this single perk.
Yeah.
No.
The one perk of
it's a big perk. Having, I gotta
be
honest.
It's so insane because I'll just look at my mom and be like, I'll do it. And she's like, I haven't.
She knows that there's a chance.
I haven't been suicidal in about 5-6 years now. And I'm
but
so
they don't know that.
Yeah, they don't fucking know. They don't know how it works. They don't know what kind of crazy cats are going up in this head.
Jesus.
So every now and then I'll just like give them a look and be like, I might. I might. And they're like, they're all right. Like,
this isn't funny, so.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know
honestly,
how it works.
If they went to therapy, they would know that that's not how that works.
Yeah.
It's just
but
hilarious.
They'd have to go to therapy to learn that.
Yeah.
So if they go to therapy, you do lose your Trump card. But you probably don't need to use it anymore.
That's true. So as long as they get cured before they learn the truth.
Yeah.
It's the way you want that to
go.
Yeah,
you want that to be like, you don't want them to find out day one. Yeah. They're like, she's not going to kill herself.
Oh, yeah, she's not.
They come in, they're like, Zo, we've learned about this thing called gaslighting. You're like, fuck.
Fuck. At least I'm gaslighting them in the right direction. I'm gaslighting them to therapy.
You're pilot lighting.
Yeah. I'm like, go to therapy. I'm not like, do my laundry.
Fuck, what a line. At least I'm gaslighting them in the right direction.
Wait, oh, hang on. No, that's not technically gaslighting, is it?
If it's in the right direction.
That's just manipulation. That's just emotional abuse.
Yeah, but it's healthy emotional abuse, guys.
Several wrongs make a right.
What is anything if it's not some form of abuse, really?
Cass, you gotta, once again... Wog family, you got to trick them.
Yeah.
Sometimes the end justifies the means, I guess.
As I said, if they'd been to therapy, that wouldn't work on them.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I think we're at, what, eight wrongs? Yeah. Eight wrongs make a right, is what I'm gathering.
The more wrongs, the righter.
Just to go on record, none of us condone this.
Yeah, maybe we're the baddies at this point. Yeah. Ooh, I don't know about that.
Using all the tricks that we've learned in therapy to be like, I can just get what I want all the time.
Nine wrongs.
I'm just feeling more and more like superstitious villagers that you're fooling with something. It's like, she's singing that song, she might be killing herself this week. It's just some trick.
It's good, well, at least they're like, well, she's not a witch.
Oh, she's listening to goth music again. Oh, no.
She's got the real thick mascara. We don't know what that means.
Please, I learned thick mascara from my mother. She was a goth in the 80s.
Our rules. All right, so you're going very healthy there.
Sounds good.
It's funny because like I've actually got my brother who's currently trying to do the same thing of get more responsible and save for a house and stuff, even though he's got a kid and his wife's pregnant again. They were thinking about moving back into my parents because we've got like a place that can fit them all. And my mum's the Greek mum that helps out so much that she's like, just for 6 months, it'll be hugely useful to everyone because that way she can help the mum who's going through some health issues as well while she's pregnant. So they all had that thought. And then my dad was like, nah.
You stay out of my house.
Well, that's the thing. So he was like, I don't know the full story from my brother. So my dad came to me first and was like, what do you reckon? And I'm like, actually, Dad, that's probably a mature thing in some way because I thought, like, you're not going to change.
So
you probably will ruin it.
You're always going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we have to take that as fact. 100% fact.
That's what I mean. If we assume that part, you're the problem.
And that problem will never change. Yeah.
You really do have to work with what you got, you know? Yeah.
Well, that's why I was like, when my dad said, I'm like, that's actually probably fair enough in a weird way that you're like admitting it. But his whole thing is like, because they can't handle it. They won't understand. They'll get upset.
I'm like, Sure.
The working out is wrong, but the answer's right.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know how you got there. We never learned this in math, but you got the correct answer. Yes. So, sure.
Then I heard more colour around what was going on and why it was a good idea. So I went back to my dad and I was actually like, look, I was talking about everything just purely from your perspective because it would be difficult and it's maybe a good idea. But now that I've heard more about how much it will help everyone else involved in this calculation, I think maybe it's actually a nice idea if you do let them come back in. And he's like, nah. He's like, you already said it. What do you mean? He's going to my mum being like, George said I'm right. I'm like, that's
with
not...
With the limited information he had, he said that I was right.
Yeah.
And I gave him the information, which proved me right.
So I'm like, because, you know, there's more than one person involved in this now. And even though it might not be as good for you, it benefits other people more. So it ends up net positive. And he's just like... You know, you just see the eyes and it's like, this isn't going in. This isn't calculating.
You look like
I'd be uncomfortable and I don't understand any other things.
What I like about this dynamic here is Zoe, you have this thing where it's kind of like you offer hope. You offer hope for change. You do. You offer hope. It's kind of like, it's going to be hard, but things might change for the better. Mm. And yet George, I'm like, nah. It will never change.
Nah,
and that's comforting.
So my advice actually after all that was like, just move in anyway.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Nah, he'll get angry. He's angry all the time.
Right, Mum, You move in with my brother and the expecting mother to be. That's what you do. Leave him in his little castle by himself.
Yeah. No, because then you're just going to get a dirty castle that mum has to clean every time she comes and visits dad.
True. Oh, no, he'll...
Mum, don't visit dad.
He's a petty man. He would clean that so well to prove that he don't need no one.
Oh, fuck. It never changes, George. It just never changes.
That's right. You just force the issue, man.
If you can't learn lessons... You know, if
trick them.
Well, that's the thing.
You don't all have your trump card, right?
So. Rights make a wrong.
If there's, you know, you've got a tree and there's no bend to the tree, maybe you build the house on the tree. Maybe you use the tree as a support beam, you know? If he's too stubborn and he's like, oh, I'll just clean the house myself. Okay, the house still gets cleaned.
Yeah, but...
Maybe we got to change to outcomes focused.
Yeah, maybe...
this isn't the outcome we were looking for. He's just living in a nice, clean house. The other people crammed into a house that's too small for them.
We're looking at results-based here. We're not looking for anything else, just results-based.
Put him in the other house.
Yeah, that's that would be good, I think.
Put him in the small house and just be like, this is your house now. This is your man cave. This is a men's shed.
I just feel like... I know, I just generally think sometimes I'm like, you're not going to change the person ever, so just force the issue. Like, just move in. And he's just going to be angry, but he's angry all the time.
Yeah, so might as well angry. Like, I mean, might as well get what you want from it.
And then he would just spend 6 months being like, this is because you moved in. It's like, yeah, but you'd be angry about something else. Yeah. Like,
this is at least giving you a focus that we all understand why.
Yeah, we'll give you otherwise it's a guessing game.
Getting
really,
mad
this is
at the
nice.
Thing you want him to be mad at.
Yeah.
Or even, like, get your brother and your sister-in-law to, like, throw him a bone for him to be mad at.
Yeah.
So, like, they move in. And they purposely make like a corner of the house really messy. And they're like, he'll focus on that. He'll focus on that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You can just sneak other things in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is there anything else you've been wanting to get done that you're like, oh, he's going to react a bit? This is your chance.
Trick him.
Yeah, under the cover of night.
Just add in some more things.
Like get a dirty dog. Like that just is always like shaking and leaving its mud everywhere.
Yes, because then he's always going to be mad at the dog. And he wouldn't hit a dog, would he?
Well, I saw my yeah. Which is a great
love
segue.
Love the confidence of this star. This is going to be worrying.
My yaya, when she comes and stays at my parents' house, she stays in my old bedroom. Mm. And I now have Ari's beautiful kingdom. The cats are very confused by the change of location, especially for me. So Stringer keeps going into my old bedroom being like, this is our room. And I'm like, no, this is our new room. He's like, but this is our room. So the other day he went into the room and my yaya was over and she had the cupboard door open and he walked on in and she was like, absolutely not, and grabbed him by the tail, which has been broken and put back together before, and yanked.
Tip or base?
Base.
Better than tip.
Oh, he had nerve damage.
Yeah. That's where he had nerve damage. And yanked him out of the cupboard. And I saw this happen and I grabbed him. I was like, yeah, do not do that. And I walked out of the room and I was like, oh, my baby. And then I gave him a million kisses to make him feel better. And apparently, because my mum was still in the room, my yaya turned to her being like, oh, did I upset Zoe? And my mum was like, yeah, she's pretty, you know, the fucking cat, man. It's the one thing we know not to hassle her about. Like, just be nice to the cat and she'll be nice to you. And my yaya was like, that's okay. I fixed his broken tail.
This is a family of wrongs making rights. I love it.
So many wrongs, so many rights. Fuck. So, yeah, how you been, Jorge?
Sounds good so far.
Sounds
off
like
the bat. With
off the
like,
bat. Lots of things happen.
Not even getting into it, you know?
I'm not directly involved in anything.
That's true.
From moving out. No, I've it's been a lot, eh?
Yeah.
3 months.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
I've had multiple times during Ad Astra where I'm like, I should do a Why Am I Sad episode now.
Yeah. By myself crying into the
solo
microphone.
Up.
Yeah. Okay. And then it gets better and you're like, okay, well, maybe I should do one now. This is healthier at this point. So no, but generally right now, pretty good.
That's good. Well,
yeah, you're just coming off the Mickoff.
Yeah, Campbell's Comedy Festival.
Melbourne International Comedy Fest. You did pretty good run.
It went great. And the whole fest, so that's part of the roller coaster for me. It was really fun. It's been so long from something like that happening where it's like just really focused and you're actually making money from your thing. Mm. So it was quite a bit of a questioning of the soul and all that stuff before that. But then went into it and I'm like, oh yeah. It's really fun.
It's all right.
I am funny.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, get some confirmation.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You knew that I derived my sense of being from an audience that I do not know laughing. That validation from strangers.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
Where do other people get their validation?
I don't know. Yeah, I genuinely don't know. Partners maybe, but doesn't mean it's meaningless. They have to say
they
love you.
They have to love you.
Right?
It's like your mum kissing you on the forehead. She has to do that.
And holding your face and
feels
then letting go.
Is the law.
Has to do that. Sorry to go back to my mom.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Look, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Salmon and I learned recently that I expect people to cut me carrots. Because my mum, whenever she's cutting carrots, will hand me part of the carrot. Like, wherever I am in the house, she will come in with a middle bit of the carrot and be like, there you go. Yeah. And he'll hand it to me no matter what I'm doing, and I'll eat the carrot.
Yeah, so it's confusing making a roast, and Zoe was watching and then just looked at me expectantly, and I'm like, just grabbed a bit of carrot, there you go. It's like, yes. I'm like, okay.
That's what I expect.
Yeah.
And she did it the other day when I came home, and she was like, I was like packing up, putting all my stuff away, and she's like, I got your carrot. And I was like, yeah! Living away from you is hard!
My carrot intake has dropped dramatically.
I don't think I ate one carrot. By that one, you fed me.
Actually, I had a discussion with my, this is years ago, but being like, yeah, you know when like your mum sits there and just cleans every single prawn and just feeds you them?
You little Greek prince.
And they're like, no, what do you mean? I'm like, what, you just have a fresh thing of the peeled prawns just made for you and you just eat the prawns as quickly as you want? And they're like, no. I'm like, you haven't lived, sir. Well, your mum obviously didn't love you. It's the best because they're fresh, they're cleaned right in front of you.
So good. Every now and then mum will just come up with a bit of fruit and I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I forgot about fruit.
Yeah.
If I do buy fruit, and I do, like, I do, I'll buy, like, a thing of bananas and, like, a couple of apples, and I'll be like, that's fruit. But my mum will come up and be like, here's a bowl of cherries. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Thanks, mum.
Yeah.
Once I won an award for Black Belt of the Year, and I was really proud of it. Aww. And then I came home one day, and mum had taken it off the shelf and replaced it with a ceramic thing Hayden had made about a decade earlier. And she just put the award in my room. And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, I don't want you to get a big head. No, I think she said someone's going to keep you humble.
Were you acting non-humble at that point?
I'm just proud of myself.
Just the regular amount of pride from achieving a thing.
The little ceramic pig Hayden had made 10 years prior, it was still good. You know, I suppose that was timeless and my award did have a year on it.
That's true. It was that year, right?
Or was it
awards
year?
Stay up for 1 year and then they get taken down.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That's right. This is like a family of winners, current winners, not past winners.
A ceramic pig 10 years ago trumps a last year award for some reason.
I love how you're justifying beautiful. It as well. Yeah, it makes sense, guys.
I still keep the award in my drawer.
Yeah. Where's the pig?
Mum's house.
Still on the shelf, the award shelf.
I wonder where the pig is. I should ask. I should find out where the pig. I wonder if she's got it on display.
I hope so. I feel now it's like they've had to like reinforce the display cabinet just for all these ceramic pigs.
Hayden just keeps making
so many ceramics.
He does them so well though. I'm not even mad. It was just a fun comparison, being like, my parents bring me fruit, and I'm like, I have to stay humble. Mum's great. Mum is great. She genuinely is. I feel rude.
How
I'm
many
sorry,
wrongs
Mum.
Make right?
But the
you haven't
was,
had hand delivered
and
fruit?
I will say.
Yeah, no, sometimes they'll peel it like for you.
What do you mean sometimes?
Well, not the prawn. Like when you get like apples that's been pre-sliced.
Oh, fuck, a pre-sliced apple.
And it comes in a little bowl and it's like, there you go. And I'm like, oh,
when I was sick, like real bad, like tum-tum ache when I was young, my mum would do like a grated apple.
Oh.
Like a grated Granny Smith apple for some reason. That was a thing that's good for your belly. I don't know. It was delicious. To the point where I'm like, mother, I would like a grated apple. And she's like, fine. But she'd do it because she loved me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She never took any awards down. My walls filled with participation ribbons.
Exactly. I took my own awards down because I felt sad.
My mum's still credit, to mum's credit, that was really funny.
Mm.
Yeah. You're not wrong, Cass.
Yeah, no, it's funny. We both laughed and she made me funnier for it. And I still have my award in a little drawer.
Yeah. Yet another wrong making a right.
Just being like, oh, I've got to keep you humble. I'm like, yeah, no, fuck. You got me. That's comedy.
My mom still has my hair from when she first cut it.
Of course she does.
Yeah, of course she does. Yeah, I'm sure my umbilical cord is somewhere in the house. Actually, though, cleaning
out. Your mum trying to like staple it to herself and then to you?
She's like, we're going back.
What? I can't find out which parent has my teeth.
Maybe they lost the teeth, Cass.
I was like, who's got it? And everyone's like,
they probably went secret. In a bin.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
I think they did go in a bin.
Good. They don't keep them. Gross. Don't collect baby teeth. Yeah, just bit them.
Do you see the video that woman's like, hey, I've got a craft you can do with your children's teeth? And then she like bakes baby's teeth in lemon juice to make them white and clean, and then makes a little necklace out of them. But it's tacky as well. I mean, it would have been bad anyway, but it's like a big semicircle of fabric that she just hot glues baby teeth to.
Oh.
And she's like, it's a fun accessory. That's I'm so much worse. So first of all, if you wear it around your kids, they're going to learn some things about the tooth fairy. If you wear it around other kids, they're going to learn some things about the tooth fairy. And if you wear it around parents...
They're going to take away your kids.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, at least make something cool out of it.
I know, like embed it in a ring or something. Do something interesting.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
No, it's all bad.
It's weird.
Teeth is somehow, I feel like teeth is creepier than hair somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because like
your mum has hair.
Yeah, I know.
No, but like first haircut, and I think it's acceptable to keep the first tooth that falls out.
Oh, yeah, there's baby walks where it's like, here's the first locket of hair. I'm not going to do one.
I found my year six, so my last year of primary school bomber jacket that everyone had written on while I was cleaning my parents' house the other day. And I was like, Mum. And she was like, it's a memory. And then put it in the memory chest.
That's cute.
I don't need that.
No.
I don't need that. Because I was going through all the old stuff, all the old clothes that I'd left in my old bedroom. I just threw out a bunch of stuff. My mum was like, oh, why would you throw that out? And I was like, well, I don't need my formal dress again. I don't need my high school bomber jacket anymore. These are things I don't need. And she's like, but they're memories. And I'm like, and I'll keep remembering it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can be her memories for her to keep and store.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, get it out of my fucking room.
Nah, look, fair. But gross. Yeah. Don't keep teeth. I don't know. I just keep thinking. I don't know why. Maybe this is a bad intrusive thought, but the idea of putting them in a bowl and adding milk and then eating them.
I think you could eat baby teeth.
It makes me sick to think of. I don't like it.
Yeah, you're allowed to stop.
Cool. Am I? It's still there. It's not stopping.
Oh, hey, you can train yourself to just stop thinking about things. It took some goes, but you can just, if you get intrusive thoughts,
here is
your permission that you don't have to think about them.
Okay.
So sometimes if you get them, you can just sort of like scene missing yourself.
Ah. I'll do that thing where you put the thought in a box. Close the box.
Oh, no, that's too much thinking. You start thinking and then you think, no. And then you stop thinking. And again, it takes practice, but it's doable.
Okay.
Revolutionary.
All right. So have you been going?
This doesn't sound like a very good.
No, it's good. Healthy. You just seem missing yourself. Yeah. Well, because if you
I understand distracting yourself with something positive, but this is this sounds not as good as that.
This is eternal sunshining of the spotless minding yourself.
Yeah,
no, it's not that serious. If a thought pops into your head.
Do you have early onset Alzheimer's?
No, because I'm doing it on purpose.
Early forced onset
Alzheimer's?
No, you just, if intrusive thought pops into your head, you can just be like, no, and just sort of blank your mind
and make it go away. Sometimes I like to go down the rabbit hole.
Well, that is not good.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good either.
Well, that's what I was doing and being like, let's delve into this some more. And then, sort of
you
psychologist.
You haven't gone on a fictional journey where you end up being a teacher at high school that you don't really like doing?
That doesn't sound like a. That sounds like daydreaming. That doesn't sound like an intrusive thought.
That doesn't sound like anything. Oh, yeah.
So specific.
That was the latest one.
That's not an intrusive thought.
High school high.
No, it started being like, hey, what if podcasting fails? And I was like, and then I went down the rabbit hole.
Oh, well, that's not so.
It still doesn't sound that bad. That sounds like a fun thought experiment, I guess.
Yeah. Fun fantasy world living where you're a teacher in a high school you don't care for.
Yeah.
Okay. So how
the one you're saying is like etch a sketch your brain, basically. And then
Sketch. But less force. You start having a thought and the thought's bad and it's upsetting and you're like, nah. But you don't even think no. You just off.
It's like closing your laptop.
It's trying to work out.
You pretty much just close the laptop of the mind. You seen missing and you just walk it along. So if we were sitting here talking, I had a bad thought, I could just be like,
want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Look at the microphone or something, but you just stop thinking altogether. You just blank everything. And then you get new thoughts later because your brain's still working. It's just you interrupt the bad thought that you're having so you don't have to have it anymore. Like you just blank it out.
A light lobotomy. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, it's not. You just stop thinking. Again, I'm saying it's not. You can't. You have to figure out how to do it.
Hang on. Did you learn this or was this a technique someone taught you?
Was this a healthy thing to do? Or
well,
was this
okay.
Like
so what I was
yourself?
Taught was, hey, if you get my psychologist. Okay. I'll just justify this. So okay, my psychologist was like, when I was like, oh, you know, if you get a terrible thought and what I used to do was go down the rabbit hole and that's just really, really stressful and being like, why am I thinking this? Blah, 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 blah. And try and think on it more to try and think your way out of it. She's like, you don't have to do that. I'm like, oh, she's like, yeah, you can't really control what your thoughts are. So they're allowed to just happen. You don't have to do anything with them. You can just observe them and then they're gone and it's fine. And then I took that a step further they'd come up and I'd be like, oh, I wouldn't feel bad about it. I wouldn't feel weird. I'd just be like, oh. And I'd stop thinking about it because I didn't have to. I'm like, oh, well, I don't need to spend any more time of this and then just clean the slate.
Boring.
That's where I feel like there's a difference there because like the observe and calm, that's like meditation. That's everything. Yeah. You get present to the world and you just let it go.
Like, that bad thought comes up.
You are obliterating
I've still
that
got
bad
a brain,
thought.
Though. Yeah, yes. So it comes up and I'm like, no, I don't need to think of that.
The bad thought just keeps coming back every
week. But it doesn't.
You don't know, though.
How could you be that in control of your brain, though?
What? No, you're just going about doing something. Bad thought comes into your head. And I know, I'm like, well, I don't need to pay attention to these. I don't need to think about them. I just need to let them go. So it comes up and I'm like, I stop thinking the thought.
So you're a god, essentially. Like, no one can do that.
Yeah,
just
if you practice, you can.
I think you're a medical marvel. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone just saying stop and it's just stops.
And
Well, you just have to sort of brain off and think of something else. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you can physically do something like, I don't know, you can clap or twiddle your nose or open and shut your mouth or something to like teach your brain to be like, nope, this is a symbol of ending.
Yeah.
But you can also just...
Yeah.
It's kind of like walking through a door and you
Yeah,
forget.
It's like walking through a door. It's like that door walking thing.
What's the door? What's
you know when you walk into a new room and you forget immediately why you were there?
Yeah, it's like a thing your brain does. It sees an entryway and it resets.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to walk out of the room and then walk back in. You have to go back to where you were to remember the thought and then you have to walk back in and try and remember it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's doing that on purpose.
Yeah, I go doorway for myself.
She's doing it on purpose.
Your brains do that anyway. You forget things all the time. You guys are making it seem so intense. It's not forcing anything. You just stop thinking. You just like
I'm with Cass on this one, man. Smooth brains.
You
no
like,
thoughts.
You're like, oh, I know because my psychologist has said you don't need to think about these things. You don't need to go any further with them. You're allowed to have thoughts. You're allowed to observe them and then they can go away. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like faster.
That's the part where I'm like,
I know. This
up.
Is like,
because I agree with all of that. Yeah, but then this last part, like, I'm like,
just practice. You just think of something bad and then you stop. And it's not that you do something, it's the absence of doing anything.
It just feels so like eternal sunshining yourself.
It's just, as I said, you have to practice.
At what point do you, but who decides what you want to delete? Who decides?
I'm not deleting anything. I just stop
just
thinking.
Stop thinking. Stop the flow.
Yeah. Okay. So it, like, right. I can remember, I'm able to tell you guys, hey, this is something I do because I remember that I do it. But, you know, you get a thought you don't want to have. That's not serving anything that, you know.
You want,
so I just stop thinking about it. You just seem missing and then you go about with your life. You're just like, nope, and you continue.
It just sounds
and
like
that, and
just,
that thought doesn't come back? Or if it does, you're like, no.
Yeah, it just feels so much
and
like
you keep
repression.
Saying no and it comes back stronger and stronger each time.
That's the only part. But I agree with everything you've said apart from the hard no on it. It seems just...
The hard no I feel like is... misguided because it's not a hard no, it's an absence of anything. You just stop.
Okay.
You're just like, meh. And then you take up your thoughts in the next second or so because brains are always on. So you just stop it for a moment, seem missing, let's continue with my day.
I am won over a little bit by this because I didn't know this was possible, but I'm loving it.
Yeah. As I said,
no,
you have to
brain,
give it a few
smooth
go.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's good because, again, with intrusive thoughts, if you have thoughts to pop up, you're not your thoughts and you don't have to dwell on them or anything. This is, well, this is advice I've been given and it's really, really helped me. As you can tell, I'm a god.
So how is your godhood going? How have you been?
I've been very stressed recently because I'm moving house.
Ah, twinsies!
Yeah, but I've also been really grateful and thankful because it's the most stress I've been in a very long time. And it has a deadline.
Yeah.
So it's been actually quite nice because it's, I think I've said this before, anytime I have sort of annoying or stressful or bad sort of thing happen, I end up feeling quite grateful because it makes me realize that the thing has happened. And then when you sort of take stock and you're like, what can I do? You sort of realize what you do have. So you're like, oh, okay, it was actually fine. So I have not been able to stop crying all week, but I will eventually be in my new house because I have to be, because I have to be out of the old one, which means there's a deadline. I'm not going to be stressed forever. So it's
you can
a
almost
weird
indulge
thing.
in the stress.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fall down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's sort of like anytime I feel stressed about it, it feels bad, but I'm stressed, but I'm not worried.
Okay.
You know?
No, I get that. No,
I'm like,
there's
okay.
An end to the stress.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah. I can feel stressed. Yeah. I'm allowed to feel stressed because I'm doing something stressful. You know, moving always has hiccups and stuff along the way. Like, you can never plan for anything. And I've been trying to, like, you know, sell heaps of furniture on Marketplace because we're moving from an apartment to another thing. And I have to get rid of furniture and grab new furniture. It's been a, you know, the whole thing of moving. It's annoying. It sucks. There are all these different parts and you never realize how long it'll take or how many things you have. Jesus Christ.
So
oh, my
things.
God.
And you like crafts, so you would have a lot.
Yeah, it's fucked. I just want to get your reaction because at the moment I am sleeping in a room that is too much and it makes me stressed to look at. So this is from my doorway. What you won't notice is the floor.
Because you can't see it.
No, I had to move everything in.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
it makes me feel a bit, I feel horrible all the time. And yeah. I still have
seen these episodes of Hoarders.
Yeah.
Yep. It looks like a hoarder's room. I don't have cupboards yet for my clothes. I do have one cupboard for everything else, but it doesn't have storage or shelves within it. So I don't have anywhere for anything to go. So at the moment, that's all I got. So and I still have to move everything into the kitchen and sort out what's in the boxes. A great tip for moving is use all of your clothes to wrap all your breakables. So then you are saving a lot of space and you don't have to use bubble wrap or anything. It's reusable. What that does mean, though, is you can't just put a box in the kitchen. And I actually wouldn't recommend it.
Here's this life hack that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great if you're a little more organized than I am, or you label your boxes properly, or you are really strict on kitchen only with jumper and towel. Yeah. I wasn't because I've been moving in quite a rush because I just have had all these delays with my move, which is fine. I'm nearly in and I
thought no.
I have to be out of the old house in 2 days and I have to clean it. And that's another thing. And so I go from my house that looks like that and the hallway is crowded with my other stuff too. And again, I specifically bought a bed that was going to hold a lot of storage. And that it's rules. Like a king size bed. So like a king size, yeah, cause I deserve it.
You do?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to lie. If you had gone from your king and gone to a queen, I would have lost a bit of respect for you.
And you should
have. And I am glad that you were like, no,
yeah,
I deserve a king. And I respect that.
Thank you. My room is not big enough.
No. King is too big.
Shut
no,
the fuck
no,
up.
You don't know. You don't know.
You fucking
don't
know shit.
You literally don't know. So the
you don't fucking know nothing. Yeah.
So at the
you're
moment,
in a couple. I can understand that a little bit.
Hey, I had that king before. I was sharing it with my beautiful wife.
Well, okay.
You really starfish out and
you
not
can.
Touch the ends.
Yeah, it fucking rules.
You live in a house. You got to work with what you got, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and I'm working with this and I'm working around it. But yeah, exactly. because my king size bed, I specifically bought a gas lift storage bed. So I'm going to have a whole king size bed worth of storage, but my bed isn't together yet because the move ended up being just not timed well and very fast and very delayed. So I wake up in this room and then I have to go to my old house to clean everything. And then I come back home to this and it's too much at the moment, but it won't be
thought
forever.
No.
And that's so even though I'm very stressed now, and again, I'm welling up. I can't stop crying about it.
I'm aware.
It's horrible, but it will be over. So I don't feel sad. I'm stressed, but I think I'm doing great.
That's great to hear.
Yep.
Well done.
Downright.
It's
positive.
A good thing. Yeah. It is. I feel really thankful that I've been able to, you know, have the opportunity as well to be able to do all this work and self-reflection and psychologists and everything that has led me to this point where I'm like, no, I can accept my feelings. I'm allowed to feel them. I'm not going to repress them because that's not going to do anything. But I also don't actually feel, I don't feel bad.
Well,
I'm just
not,
stressed. It's a physical thing.
You're not catastrophizing anymore.
No, it's going to suck while it sucks, and then it won't, and it won't so quickly because I have to be out in 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's fine, and it will be fine.
It will be.
And I'm very stressed at the moment. Understandable. But my stress just feels like a physiological response to the things that happen around me, which is literally what it is, and I'm not emotionally worried about it.
That's good.
Maybe that's a better way to describe it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is a physical thing that's happening in my body. It makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will I learn from it? I hope.
Maybe.
What?
Just try and be more organized. Like,
in all fairness, as your friend who found out they were moving house 3 weeks after you found out you were moving house, I implemented all the mistakes you had made and learned from those and was like, well, I just won't do what Cass did and I'll be okay.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. Oh, look, if I can make the mistakes so that you don't have to. Oh.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, I've just literally just got to move my bed. And then I've set up a lounge room and a bedroom.
Cass is furiously twirling her hair right now. Yeah. This is...
No. I'm not mad at Zoe. I'm not upset at Zoe. I'm genuinely happy that I could have shared this.
I also had a dad with you, which was more beneficial.
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking of all the things I would do differently next time. Not what I wish I could have done, because they taught me the lessons I need to be the person I am now.
Get a Google Doc. Write them down now, because you will forget.
Yeah.
The what?
Get a Google Doc. Write them down now, because you will forget. I know you're doing a bit, but I'm just going to emphasize that.
What about I say them as I go? Okay, if you're going to move, right?
Yep.
If you have noticed that you are going to move, start packing now. Start packing now. I think there are two things that'll fuck with you with the move, right? The second most thing one is you're going to realize how filthy your house is. You're going to be like, oh God, how do we live like this? It's dirty, because you have to do like a bone clean and stuff. That'll shock you. But the worst part will be if you're clearing out drawers and you're clearing out storage, you will have more things than you.
See, I like to live my life. If I was going to die tomorrow, then my loved ones have to sort through all my shit. So a lot of stuff that could be thrown out gets thrown out.
Yeah, that is also a really good one. Something that helped me a lot in my journey to owning less was my Nana was a hoarder and we cleaned her estate.
Oh.
And my dad found her most recent will in a folder of KFC receipts. Because when you're a hoarder, everything is as important as itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just going through it and I didn't even have to do the lion's share because it was mainly her kids who were doing it. And I was just like, wow, I can't live like this. I can never live like this. So I've already gotten rid of heaps. Mm. Also, something I really want to do, because you're right, it's crafty stuff. The thing with art supplies and crafts, this is a little dream of mine. Can I share a little dream?
Sure.
Of course.
So if you do arts or crafty stuff, you end up buying lots of stuff. You end up trying lots of stuff. People end up giving you a lot of stuff as gifts. And it's so nice and so great. But what you end up doing is finding your favorite things to use, finding your medium, and then you have all this extra leftover stuff that you can't sell on because you've already started using it. And you don't want to throw away because you know the cost of art supplies and you never want to just bin them because that's not really helpful. But if you donate them, they're not really in a donatable thing because – you can't really buy them as new.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is get in touch with a community center and set up an art room. So like anyone in the area who has extra art supplies and surplus of stuff, just donate it. And then anyone in the community can come in and just do art if you want. And then you don't have to pay for art supplies if you can't afford them. I think that's a way that everyone could really help each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you, oh my God, if you have motivation, please do that. Take the idea. And just work with the community center. I just think it would be nice to have donated and then free art days. Donated supplies and free art days so that everyone can access it. I think that's nice. Take the idea. I think it would be nice. And it solves so many problems.
Cool. All right. Okay. All right. Well,
steal my dream. Do what I haven't.
You seem to be on a journey, and I respect that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's comforting for everyone who's tuning in after 3 months.
Yeah. That's nice. Well, as at the top of the show, things will be very stressful for me, and unlike yourself, I cannot see an end date, so I don't have that. So that's been very, very stressful. That, along with the move, so many fuck-ups in the move and / build that we've done that, look, I can almost do a whole episode just on them alone. So that's been quite stressful. We have an issue of a bit of a fuck up where there was a leak and a lot of the floor is ruined in the office areas and studios. So that has to come up at some point. And that's a little bit.
Week off work.
Brand new.
Yeah, I know.
That's great.
And not just brand new. So the floorboards of these little boards that we have no longer are made The colouring and the style is there, but they're a bigger board. So it's just not going to match the rest of the house or anything like that, which is super good. And because certain people involved are just being difficult, it's been a fun time. I had to calm down an angry tradie the other day. It was real good.
I got to hear that, and you did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. It was very stressful. I came close to being like, if you're going to behave like that, get out of my house.
It's very but I'm like, funny to watch a grown man have a sook and you try not to laugh.
Oh, I know that face you make when you're trying really hard not to laugh.
Yeah. So it was very much like a, okay. Realize I had to kind of like placate the guy by being like, no one is attacking you. No one is mad at you. No one is saying you've done a bad job. This is just a fuck up. A fuck up happened. They happen all the time. Now, I wish it didn't happen. You know, and he's like, they're trying to blame everyone else. And I'm like, well, look, that was the first person. He's like, ah, it's a leak, so it's this person. I'm like, well, I called them up. That was my first instinct too, because you're right. When that happens, call these people and you're correct. So I gave them a call and they were like, emphatically, not my problem. That is not something we do. Definitely didn't do that. Blah, 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 blah. And then they passed the buck, as it were. And so, you know, this is where I'm dealing with now. This isn't an attack on you. This isn't a slight on your work. I really like your work. I don't. I really did. He fucked up that too. But that's not the point. The point is that we now just need to kind of move forward, and now we need to handle this through other things like getting it assessed. And it's an insurance issue, and that is it. This isn't anything else. This is just a fuck up that happened. Mistakes were made, and now we need to go forward. And yeah, that's been like almost a 2-week battle. It was a lot of fun. Is it over? Probably not. So that's been fun, in amongst a lot of other things. Have two cats now. They are adorable.
They're so cute.
They got ringworm from someone else in this room. Happy about that. So we've been dealing with this. Also got a cat that had ringworm. Anyway, so that's been fun to deal with, but they are very, very
Oh, Sam, but I forgot to mention, I got a cat and it had ringworm.
Yeah. So for a while we thought we were fine. It was weird because we have two kittens and one of them had perfect. This, both absolutely perfect, because one of them had the little patch and it looked like ringworm, but the other one didn't have it. We didn't have it. And they're like, okay, yeah, it's strange. Maybe we'll just do some tests, because even the vet was like touching it and everything, or looking at it being like, it doesn't. It kind of looks like ringworm, but the fact that no one else has it and you have another cat and all that kind of jazz, I don't think it is. And then we got a phone call a couple of days later, which is like, oh, yeah, no, it is.
Because the ringworm
colours.
Test
yeah.
is weird.
Oh, no.
They do the test and you got to wait a week for the results to come back, because it's a fungal thing, so they got to wait for it to grow.
Mm.
So with our cat, because we got her from the cattery and she had ringworm. Also, her name is Eggs on Toast, which I think is very important to
know.
So Toasty, we got her from the cattery and she apparently had it, because about 3 days later, above her eye started swelling. Mm. And we were like, that's weird. And then we thought she had cat flu, because that's a common symptom of cat flu.
Yeah.
And bringing cats home, they're very susceptible to cat flu. And we were like, probably cat flu. We'll take her to the vet on Monday. We took her to the vet and they were like, ooh, that is ringworm.
So it was a lot of fun dealing with that. And they were initially on like a treatment, and it was just kind of like, slather it on her, give her a little t-shirt so she doesn't lick it off.
Oh,
and
you then didn't mention that they both wear little t-shirts.
They both wear little t-shirts.
Is that why they're wearing little t-shirts?
Yeah.
And then try and give them a bath. That one sucked, because you have to bath both of them, and both of them don't like that.
Oh, is it like herding cats?
No, it's like bathing cats.
That's worse.
Yeah, so I have a lot of good scratches on my chest.
You didn't need to be shirtless for it, man.
Well, I wasn't. I also have a ruined shirt.
Oh, you've got to rug up when you're dealing with cat's claws. Every time when I was dealing with Toast, we didn't bathe her. We would make a little solution because it was on her face and it was too close to her eye, so we couldn't dunk them.
We started doing that because that just seemed easier and less traumatic for everyone involved. Yeah. It was quite nice, because one of the cats, Tiramisu, she was just hating both of us. She ran upstairs and would refuse to come down, sit on like top of the stairs and be like, it's okay, sweetie, and put my hand out, because she loves just headbutting your hand, and be like, it's going to be fine.
She's the best.
And she'd wait
so
a bit and be like,
thick.
Okay, and then slam her face into my hand. I'm like, okay, do you want to come down a bit further? And she'd be like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go down 2 steps. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait. And so that took half an hour to get her downstairs.
Okay.
Very cute, may I say, but my God, does it make you feel like a bad cat parent? So yes, dealing with those adorable angels. Also, one of them kept shitting everywhere because they just did not like the cat food. we were feeding them, i.e. the stuff from the supermarket, because she has a sensitive tum. So now we have to spend a lot of money on things for her sensitive tum. And because you can't, you know, feed the other one the different food, because also they keep switching food. It was great for a while. The one that had the upset tum was at a gastro thing, being like, this is her food. And so I put them down and I'd look away and I'd look back and they'd already just switched foods. And I'm like, why are you doing this? This isn't yours. So it's been a fun time. I really enjoyed their company. It's good. Now if I have to go out, I kind of hate it because I could just be on the couch with a cat on me having a nap. So that's been good.
You really are a recluse, but people hang around.
Also, I think I've got a light diagnosis of ADHD.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay. Ah. Thank you.
As in officially.
Yeah. So did this like a weird test, and because I am not 18 or younger, it's hard to do a test for ADHD apparently. So that was a fun thing to find that out.
That's interesting.
So yeah, like, so I've been going.
Kind of stuff could be genetic, can't it?
Oh, yeah. But you try telling that to my parents, George. They're very similar to your parents, George. It's great to be like my therapist being like, it's genetic, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I know. And like, are your parents like, oh, undiagnosed. Undiagnosed. Fucking something. So that's been a fun time. And to have that conversation with one of my parents to be like, oh, by the way, I had this semi-diagnosis of this. I'm going to go further to have a bit more of a diagnosis and hopefully get some medication for it. And they're like, well, how'd you get that? And I'm just like, fucking you, cunt.
I caught it.
Fucking you son of a bitch.
Who'd I come out of, mum?
Yeah. I'm half someone in this.
Oh, yeah. That is hilarious.
Yeah. Look, you might be nearly 70, but 70 years undiagnosed. Something is a problem. Do you ever think?
Down to throw hands, mum. I'm ready to throw hands.
Wrong parent, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyone listening to this show will be well aware of which parent this relates to.
But even then, it's kind of like when you have an undiagnosed something. Again, mental illness does it run in my family. Oh, fucking A, it does. But no one wants to talk about it. So it's just like, oh, this would be useful to know. You know? Because again, ADHD is on that spectrum of autism. And I think it's like if you have a parent who is autistic or has ADHD, you are more likely to have something along those lines. And I'm like, yes, that is perhaps true. Would you not go to therapy? Great. No one to discuss this? Oh, this is good to hear. Because both myself and my partner kind of have a theory of, say, maybe which one is on that spectrum, which one might also have ADHD.
Yeah.
So it is a fun thing to have.
Well, every couple needs their games, you know.
So it's like, yeah, okay, cool. So that's been a fun thing. So hopefully I'll get medicated soon.
Is that like some variation on antidepressants for that stuff?
Or
is that
I think it's like baby meth, right?
Speed, yeah. Baby speed.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, baby meth. Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Ritalin.
Yeah.
A Ritalin.
Yeah.
Some kind of Ritalin.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
Adderall.
So, laughing.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that because there are times when I'm very scattered and it's like, how to describe your brain being on fire without it being actually on fire? And I'm like, oh, that's just a symptom. Looking into it more, you're like, that's a symptom of this? Ah, shit. So I'm
I just thought I was quirky.
I just thought I had problems. I did. ADHD.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the medication. Then I get fixed, yeah? Then my problems
go
away?
Magic pill.
Magic pill.
Instantly.
Instantly?
I've heard.
That fucking rules.
I've heard no work is required.
Yep.
Take a pill, fix everything, work straight away, no adjustments needed.
On that note as well, I've started running again. I've started up a new podcast, or an old podcast, but restarted up again, Super Gym Friends, where me, Adam, and our wonderful personal trainer, Zach, he tries to make us fit. And so we've been doing really well in that regard and been going a bunch of times to the gym, but then I had this weird shoulder pec injury flare-up that was just giving me headaches, and I would, you know, and I had like problems with migraines before. So I've been giving me these headaches and those kind of things, and when I was like, stop for a week, and then it's like, oh, I don't have this pain anymore. And then so my physio was like, maybe give it 2 weeks. And so I've been sort of, I guess, weaning off weight, as it were. Mm. Actually going cold turkey off weights. So I've been started doing the couch
You're
to 5K. I am a quitter, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm almost a decade off smoking as well.
Oh, man, that must be nice.
Yeah, it is. And so, yeah, I've been doing the couch to 5K.
Okay.
Which has been a lot of fun.
So that's when you crawl off your couch and eventually.
You'll be going 5K.
Ugh, just
an hour.
5K, half an hour.
Half an hour.
That's faster than some speed limits in car parks.
I mean,
no.
Yes.
But I mean, yeah.
All speed limits are per hour, and I've never seen a 2.5 speed limit.
That's not how that works. It's a 10. I mean,
it'll be 10 kilometers an hour if he's doing 5K in half hour.
In half hour. Look, was maths anyone's strong suit? Yeah. I mean, a little bit for
me. Yeah.
I was an advanced number.
Did you find numbers calming?
A little bit, actually.
Yeah, numbers, good. You can't get them wrong.
You can, but you work out
like,
how?
Yeah, there's like.
There's a reason you get them wrong.
Mm. Maths was my calming subject because all the rest were arts. And I'm how do I know I'm good?
Maths was I shall live my life in the arts.
Yes or no? Oh, that's beautiful.
So much.
Imaginary little numbers. Kisses to numbers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So yeah, the other week I did a 20-minute run.
That's really good.
It was crazy. And this is something I haven't been able to do, I want to say, for well over a decade. Yeah, probably since I was early 20s to be able just to jog or run for anything longer than, a minute. And yeah, I'm able to do 20 minutes. So.
That's great.
Congrats, man. That's great.
That's real good.
Are you feeling good?
I am, actually.
That's great.
So it's really nice. And yeah, it's a podcast you can get online. I think it's like the NHS, which is like the British people. It turns out all I need to get motivated is a supportive but kind of stern British voice in my head being
like,
you can run now or now's the time to have a bit of a break. And that's all I needed, turns out.
Yeah. Then it feels like you're not just doing whatever.
Yeah.
Someone's good. Someone's like, this is why I do it.
You're making someone proud.
Making someone proud. They're giving me a structure, which again is something I need.
Yeah, it's a classic thing where it's like you might know how to do something, but it's not until someone else tells you to do that exact thing and you're like, I'll do this every day.
And I think you, Cass, asked me about this as well, to be like, are you enjoying it? And I'm like, I am enjoying it, but I also like running. That was the caveat. I used to run quite a lot in my teenage years, so I really enjoyed that aspect of it and I've really missed it. And it was just doing this again, it was realizing, oh, fuck, I really miss that as an exercise and activity. Because, again, doing weights, doing the F45 that we've done together, Cass, doing all those kind of different physical activities, you're like, I guess this is fine. I guess I'm doing this, whatever. But I'm like, oh, no, I really enjoy this one. This is the thing that I really enjoy. And so, yeah, you've been like, is it good? And I'm like, I am, but I enjoy running.
Oh, and then in that moment, because I was like, how many K are you up to in 5K? And you're like, this many? I'm like, are you enjoying it? You're like, yeah, but I like running. I was like, oh, thank God. Because the idea of doing that sounds bad, but you're making it sound fun. So I'm like, should I give it a go? But when you're like, I like running, I'm like, oh, good. I don't feel like I have to try anymore. Because the idea of doing that is horrible to me. Mm. My best friend and I, when we were 20, it was like 2 months out from our 21st birthdays, and we bought our 21st birthday dresses and we got them home and they didn't fit. So we went running for like a month or two just so we fit into our clothes. And
healthy.
We did. I haven't taken it up again because it isn't fun and I don't like it.
Yeah, that's fair. And that's the kind of thing. It's where it's always like, find the thing that you actually enjoy. And I thought I enjoyed weights and I really thought I enjoyed the F45. But no, this I like.
Yeah.
This is a thing I'm actually genuinely enjoying. I'm excited to do.
I've got like a thing where I'm like, if you can, obviously. I think maybe one of the problems is you put too much pressure on it with that sense. Like, hey, doing it every day for like that thing would make it so shitty.
Oh, no, we only went 3 times a week.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. But I don't know, just like running soon.
If you're able to do that and you get the enjoyment out of it, and that's all those little caveats there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? No, I do like running functionally. When I used to, I'll admit it started off because I was always late to work, but I would run into work and then I would run for only a couple of minutes at a time and I'd get to work and I'd feel like a burst of energy and it would be a really nice start to my day to have a 2 minute burst of run.
Okay.
And I would love if you were allowed to run as a utility without wearing the fucking clothes, because if you're not wearing the clothes, people look at you weird. If you're not in the special clothes, you're not allowed to run anywhere.
She's right. In the same way that you can't perform surgeries without wearing scrubs.
Phil, this is a you issue.
I know. Who do you want to perform surgery on?
Because if I need to get somewhere,
and what do you want to wear during?
I'm like, well, it would be faster to run.
Then run.
But people look at you real weird.
Yes, I'm going to give you a bit of advice. People are never looking at
you. Oh, no, they might look, but who cares?
I knew someone because I was talking to someone and going on a big tangent, be like, fuck the special clothes. Because if you're only running for 2 minutes, you're not going to get sweaty. No. You're just doing a little burst of cardio throughout the day. But they were like, oh, I didn't think about that. And they used to go home from their job in a hoodie and jeans. And they're like, yeah, people looked at me weird. And they made a lot of people uncomfortable because they thought they were running from a crime.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hoodie does add to it.
I just feel maybe it's like.
But who cares?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, who gives a shit?
I mean, if anything, you're taking control of what they're looking at you for. It's empowering in that sense.
Which is right.
I didn't think they were looking at me otherwise.
Oh, they are.
No, they never are.
Maybe I'll wear the special clothes. And maybe I'm not. No, fuck the special clothes.
Just wear, maybe not what you're currently wearing on your feet.
These are fine. You can run in anything.
I mean,
you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
That's just more for...
If
this isn't
was...
special clothes for aesthetic reasons, Cass.
You're wearing slides, Cass. You're wearing slides.
This is more for your foot health.
You run in heels?
Yeah. I've run in heels. It's easy to run in heels.
Yeah, because you're going on the balls of your feet.
You shouldn't run on the balls of your feet. You should heel first.
No, balls of your feet's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a big shoe. Okay. Convincing people otherwise.
Okay. No, I don't think that's right. You are meant to go heel.
No, think about it. It's more suspension if you go on the balls. It's like if you don't wear shoes.
Yeah.
You're like
you don't use your heels. The natural way is actually more just balls than it is. And I have no basis for this apart from the fact that naturally you run on the balls of your foot if you take your shoes off. Which sounds like...
No, you don't.
Think about what it's doing to you if you run around with your heels.
Actually,
first.
If I'm in heels, I go heel-toe. Like, not stilettos, but my heels are chunky.
Well, the advice from the stern British lady in my ears was, if you're going to be doing this, do heel first because that will prevent injury. Yeah. And that's all I'm going
There you
on.
Go.
And she's stern.
And she does sound
stern.
She's
and British.
Yeah, yeah.
What I need. Yes, I've been doing that and that's been very enjoyable. And I would recommend if anyone is interested in doing that kind of stuff, they start you off really slow. And it is this kind of thing where it's just like, this is all you got to do. And it's like, you've got to do it 3 times a week. And you just basically do it once and have a rest and then do it another. And it starts you off very slow. It's like a 5-minute walk to warm up. And then it's like, we're just going to go for a brief jog for like a minute. And then you just do that. And then it's like, okay, now we're going to have a 3 to 5 minute rest. And then it's like, and now we're going to do another minute. And then it just kind of keeps doing that for a while. And that's your week 1 and then your week 2. And then each sort of week, it will increase how long you're running for and how short your rest periods are. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I really enjoy it. But then with those caveats, like I am able to run and that I enjoy running. You know, maybe if you try it out and you're like, wow, I hate running, then it's probably not for you.
I've actually been just quickly,
because
I just realized we haven't been back for the whole year.
I know.
I have paused it for the moment, but I am trying to learn to do the splits.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
For what purpose?
Hip flexibility.
For what purpose?
Healthy.
Okay.
No, it's a good
job. I don't know why you would need more flexible hips. Walk.
To walk because it's sore.
It's also fun. I often dream that I can do the splits and then I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what if? And I give it a go. Never works. But in my dreams, it feels amazing.
Yeah, maybe you guys should join forces.
It takes forever. I was like, it'll take a month or something. Like I started like, yeah, no, this takes like a year to 18 months. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Jesus.
It takes really long. So yeah. Don't know how I'm going to go with that, but yeah, that's what I'm, that's my goal for the year.
Cool.
Yeah. While you do your running.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Cass.
I've been George.
And I've been Zoe B.
And we're still fine. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us for some very unprofessional advice that goes beyond just go to therapy, feel free to email us on happylittlepod@gmail.com and make sure you put somewhere in the email okay to air if you're happy to have us discuss it on the show. Hope you have a great day. You're not alone. We love you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.